Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Back with Steve Clark for the midweek peek, the first of his preseason Michigan football opponent previews, focusing on Notre Dame. If you missed the first segment, you can catch it on the podcast. But a quick synopsis, Brandon Wimbush, mobile, run threat quarterback, needs to upgrade his passing proficiency. You could say the passing attack was just along for the ride last year. Couldn't you say that, Steve? It was about the run game. And now Brandon Wimbush is in a quarterback battle. You have a couple of big replacements on the offensive line you got to take care of. You got to replace. You got some receiving turnover. Equiminia St. Brown is gone. He was their number one guy, their number one tailback. Their top rushing options are gone from last year. So a lot of rebuilding on the offensive side of the ball. But Steve, tell us about the defense.
Nice job. I mean, you did in like 30 seconds what I took 10 minutes to do, so congratulations, Sam.
No, I took your synopsis, man, and just rolled it up real quick. You got much more in-depth than people could hear that on the podcast. But you also previewed before we came back that there's a lot returning for Notre Dame on defense.
10 of them, in fact. 10 starters are returning, and they're also getting a transfer from Navy who did very well as a freshman, who may win a spot over a starter from last year. So I think they only lose one guy at linebacker, and he was decent. But, I mean, you got 10 starters returning. Now, overall, I don't get into the sabermetrics of individual football websites and how they break it down. But I just look at the NCAA statistics. Notre Dame's defense was slightly above average. We were looking at, you know, in the 50s for, you know, scoring defense, total defense, you know, passing defense was pretty good. Rush defense was pretty good, and that's what you got. They gave up some points. They're not Michigan's defense, but they do have 10 guys returning, and that's big. They're also on their third defensive coordinator in 3 years, but they hired within. So while a lot of starters return, Notre Dame isn't exactly satisfied with how a few of their players are performed and how they've been utilized. There's been a lot of player movement amongst the starters this spring. In where and how they are playing. And one of the players to keep your eyes on over the summer and during the game itself is a guy named Drew Tranquil.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be playing his third position in 3 years as they, you know, continue to try to find the right fit. There was a Michigan player that was moving around like in three different positions because of coaching changes and because he added weight and it gave him a different skill set. Was it Jonas Mouton?
Started as safety, moved to linebacker, but so you're talking about player trying to find a home, moving around position to position.
Somebody within the last 10 years like played three different positions. I mean, this guy Tranquil is like this Michigan player where he has played buck, he's played bandit, he's played robber, he's played rover. He's done all the nicknames, mm-hmm. you know, for those free loose guys, you know, vipers, you know, things like that. He's one of those guys to look. He is a leading tackler up front. In front of the line of scrimmage, behind the line of scrimmage, he records sacks, he recovers fumbles, he intercepts balls. He's expected to be all over the place.
Yeah, I remember covering him at a camp before the Notre Dame offer. I remember Michigan looking at him a ton because it was at a Sound Mind, Sound Body camp, as a matter of fact. And he showed really good speed, coverage ability that they were surprised by. I think a lot of folks are looking at him as maybe being a linebacker purely, but saw that, wait a minute, this guy could be a safety or a linebacker. And he had that kind of versatility, and clearly Notre Dame has been able to take advantage of that in his time there.
Yeah, they're just looking for the right place to put somebody who is as athletic as he is to make sure that they're utilizing him the best that they can. And again, when you have three different defensive coordinators in 3 years with slightly different schemes and challenges, I mean, that just requires people to kind of shuffle around. And I think spring has been a little bit of an experimentation, you know, for Notre Dame. You know, they had a nose tackle last year that led the team in sacks, and they prefer that to have that with their defensive end. So, you know, they've got some talented guys up front, too. Their recruiting coordinator and defensive line coach is a former Wolverine himself, Mike Elston. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of followed Brian Kelly around quite a bit. I mean, he started off as a graduate assistant in Michigan, but went to Eastern, then went to Central with Kelly, and then, you know, made it to Cincinnati and to Notre Dame. So he's been around for a while, and now an associate head coach, a former Wolverine, is working on those defensive cues up front.
Yeah, and so you mentioned Mike Elston, and there are a couple of Michigan guys in that defensive rotation, one of which played his, played part of his career here in Ann Arbor at Skyline, in Dalen Hayes.
Yeah, that's one of the defensive ends I'm talking about, that they want to see some improvement in him and getting into the backfield a little bit more.
Yeah, so Dalen is a guy from the state, and Khalid Kareem is in that rotation. I don't know if he's in contention to maybe move into the starting lineup, but out of Farmington Hills, Harrison, he's another guy that certainly folks around these parts know, but he was a reserve for them last year. I don't know how he figures into the mix, but it speaks to again, they have really, if you got a four-star guy formerly committed to Bama as a backup on your line, you've been recruiting that job at a decent, or that position at a decent clip.
Yeah, you have. And as I said, Elson's the recruiting coordinator for Notre Dame. So there you go on that. But to me, the biggest storyline in this game is going to be the passing offense for both teams. And again, I don't need to remind anyone how important the passing game this year is for Michigan. But I will also add that the Irish secondary is supposed to be a strong test for the Maize and Blue. That is the strength of their defense. All four of those guys return. And in fact, that Navy transfer might even be able to take one of them out. And for Notre Dame, as I said, incumbent starter Brandon Wimbush has to be able to prove he can run with the ball, which he can. But the Irish were only a few spots ahead of the Wolverines in the passing department, and to hold on to that starting job, Wimbush has to prove to Brian Kelly, who has a history of having little patience for imperfection, that he can be the true dual threat quarterback that people think he is. And spring practice has been very promising for him. But in the opener against Michigan, Wimbush goes against the number one rated passing defense in 2017. I expect this for openers are supposed to be tough to begin with in terms of scoring. Bowl games, the offense just flows.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of points scored generally in bowl season. Openers are a little bit different story, especially when you have two top 20 teams, two potentially top 10 teams, because the Irish and Michigan range in that 5 to 15 category about where they're going to be ranked preseason. I think this has a real chance to be a defensive struggle, one of those, over-unders of, 30 to 35.
Yeah, I hear you, Steve. I agree with the 1,000-foot view, saying, yeah, which team can really establish itself through the air? I think that Michigan is probably going to have the more potent pass rush in this contest, and they are coming back with a pretty formidable secondary of their own, and they won't make life easy for the Irish, because they play so much man to man, and their quarterback is not, when he drops back, man, it's not one of those scenarios where he is just this huge throw threat, man, unless he's changed, unless he's really developed. He's gonna have to make them respect him through the air. So I think the same thing goes for Michigan, though. Can that'll be their first, the first game out of the block with their newly revamped offensive line, and the quarterback position, Shea leading coming out of spring ball, in my opinion. Assuming for the sake of argument, he's the guy, you still got a guy in his first game in a Michigan uniform that is still a work in progress as far as, internalizing the offense is concerned. So, yeah, there's reason to, if you're playing prognosticator, there's reason to think this will be a defensive struggle.
It'd be a defensive struggle. It's a night game in South Bend. Michigan's defense has to be concerned about, you know, making sure they're playing all the plays. They can look very dominant at times, and then they could have a string of bad plays, whether it's, you know, a great play call versus what Don Brown threw up, or just a simple mental missed assignment, MMA, mental missed assignment. It's just a new acronym I just created. That, you know, they can be big plays for the opposing team. And so Michigan's defense have got to be able to combat that, again, in a first-game environment where mistakes tend to happen the most is in the first game. And it's just an interesting risk. I think both coaches probably wish they had that tune-up game first. But this first game, this is the way that Bo always wanted it, the very first game of the season between the two teams. And if either loses in a close game, they're not out of a national championship run.
Right. But clearly, you know, you're at home at night. And I'll say this, Steve, of all the road venues that you hit, you know, Notre Dame is actually one of the better ones. The fans aren't ridiculous like you see in some other places. It's a historic venue site, you know, picturesque. You can't see the Golden Dome from field level anymore. Mm-hmm. But it's still, I mean, it's an iconic place, man, and you feel it when you're in there.
I think every visiting team will tell you that. You know, even though Georgia won the game, they certainly felt it. They were a much better team than Notre Dame, but they barely survived against them. And other schools have been the same way. USC, if you remember, Sam, USC, they were talking about why not them as the top 14 for the college football playoff. I got the doors blown off in South Bend in a night game in 2017. And it was like 49-14 or something like that.
Yes, sir.
It is a tough place to play. Any Michigan fan will tell you it's a tough place to play. There's many times where Michigan fans had felt that they had a distinct advantage going into South Bend and did not come out in victory in that one. So it'd be a great first game to go attend and go see, and hopefully the Wolverines will find a way to get out on top of this one in a much-needed opening win for them to set their sights on their goals for 2018.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, there have been a couple of times here in the past, 10, 12 years down there in South Bend. I mean, for much of our life, Steve, I mean, that was a guaranteed loss. You go down to South Bend. But 2006, there was a bloodletting down there. Mm-hmm. 2010, I think, was the Denard Drive.
Yes, it was.
Yep. Year. So, I mean, there have been some pretty positive experiences in the past 12 years as well. Let's hope we can see another one this year.
I'm looking forward to it. 13 weeks away.
All right.
13 weeks away. Hopefully we'll be there.
We will, Steve. We will.
Yes.
Book it. Book it.
All right.
You'll be in that crew, Steve. Our traveling countdown to kickoff, traveling key band countdown to kickoff. You can book that. So, Mr. Clark, a great start to the preseason previews. Looking ahead to next week when we'll cover?
SMU next week.
SMU next week. All right, gotcha. Mr. Clark, until then, thanks a lot.
You bet. Talk to you later.
All right, that was Steve Clark giving us an outstanding preview. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish, a rebuilding offense, a quarterback that is going to be feeling some pressure from within. I mean, you know, Chip. Not Chip Kelly. Brian Kelly is a short-fused, quick-tempered, fiery guy. You throw in that mix that there's a quarterback battle, an alternative. You know, if Brandon Wimbush is if it's close, dude, he's gonna be looking over his shoulder, and that's a coach that I could see kind of stoking that flame a little bit if Brandon Wimbush struggles any. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.